ברשותכם, we'll say a short inyan for in honor of today. It was the 25th of Elul. That's the day of Briyat HaOlam. The day of Rosh Hashanah is Briyat HaAdam. That's what we mean when we say Hayom Harat Olam, because the crown jewel of the creation is Adam. But the official beginning of creation was Kafhe Be'elul. So now, the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Be'arba'a prakim ha'olam nidon, at four periods throughout the year, the world is judged for different things. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma'amrat Torah, havi'u omer be'pesach. And you look in the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and you see that there is a special korban that has to be brought at each one of those periods. For example, to bring the korban ha'omer on Pesach, so that the tevuah, the produce, will be blessed, because that's when the tevuah is nidon. Shavuot, we have the bikurim, because that's when the fruits are judged. Nisuch ha'mayim on Sukkot, because that's when we are judged for water. And Rosh Hashanah, that's the fourth one. Rosh Hashanah meaning the first of Tishrei. What korban do we bring on Rosh Hashanah? Besides the, Musaf and the Tamid, that is by every Yom Tov, that's for sure, as we read in the Torah on the day of Rosh Hashanah. But is there a special korban like we find by these other three Rosh Hashanim, where the world is judged, and therefore in order to have a good judgment, we bring a specific korban, korban ha'omer, bikurim, nisuch ha'mayim. There's no special korban on Rosh Hashanah. And what does the Gemara continue and say? What do we do in order to attain the favor of Hashem on this Yom Adin? Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchuyot, zichronot v'shofarot. Say before me the brachot of the psukim of malchuyot, Zichonot and Shofarot, as we do in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So that is Ya'ale Zichonechem Letova, so that Hashem will judge us favorably. So it's an interesting thing that we see something different on Rosh Hashanah than the other Rosh Hashanim, where the other ones, there's a specific active Korban offering that has to do with the din of that day. On Pesach, it's Tevuah, so we bring Omer, the Korban of Tevuah of produce, and so on. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, there is no specific Korban. It's just Imru Lefanai Malchuyot. Like the Navi says in the Haftarah of Shuvah Israel, Kehu Imachem Devarim Veshuvu El Hashem. Take with you words, verbal words. That's all. Manya? Interesting. So I have here a Sefer from Rav Eliezer Ginsburg, Shalita, the Rosh Kolel in Mir Yeshiva. He has a Sefer Nachal Emayim. And so he says a nice explanation here. He says like this. Rosh Hashanah is Zikaron Yom Rishon, is a remembrance to the day of creation. As we say, that's when Adam HaRishon was created. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, Adam HaRishon also stood trial before Hashem, right? Ve'amad bedin, and he was given life, although the gzerah of death has to be in the world, but there was a new edition of the world, a world with ultimate passing away, but life, he was given life despite the sin that he did. That's what we say. We say it in the tefillah. Amad Beyom ze Adam HaRishon amad bedin lefanecha veyatza bedimos, and he came out successful. He came out alive. Ukeshem shebiyom ze, and we pray just like Adam HaRishon came out bedin veitzliach shelo yachzor haKadosh Baruch Hu mimachshavto, kach bechol shana veshana haveyom ze din. Ever since then, talk about time immemorial. Ever since then, every year that day is a day of Yom Hadin, a day of trial, ubetuhim sheyatzlichu bedin. And we go into it with the feeling of security, of bitachon, of confidence in Hashem, that will be okay. Ad shetotzi laor mishpatecha, o kadosh. Right? As it says in Nehemiah, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, what does he tell the people to do? When you come back home from shul, ichlu mashmanim, ushtu mamtakim, go home, eat and drink. Ki gadosh hayom ladonenu, ve'al te'atsevu, ki chedvat Hashem imauzchem. Pasuk in Nehemiah tells them, be happy, be merry, rejoice, because this is a holy day to Hashem. But rejoice, it's a day of Yom Adin. But we have the bitachon, just like Adam Arishon came out of Yom Adin on that day, so too each and every year. Now, he says, what's special about Adam Arishon? It says in the beginning of Parashat Bereshit, V'chol siach ha-sadeh terem yiyeh ba'aretz, v'chol esev ha-sadeh terem yitzmach, ki lo himtir Hashem elokim al ha-aretz, ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha-adamah. Everything that was supposed to grow did not come out of the ground yet, did not sprout forth. Yet, it was all in potential. When Hashem created and He said, Totzeh ha'aretz, everything stood right by the ground and it did not come out yet. V'chol siach ha'sadeh terem yitzmach. It didn't grow out yet. Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, because Hashem didn't bring the rain yet. And then the Torah says, Ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama. And Adam wasn't there yet to cultivate the land. What cultivation are we talking about? So Rashi famously explains over there, why is Hashem waiting for Adam to bring the rain and to cause everything to grow? Because Adam Arishon was not yet created. This pasuk is talking about right before Adam was created. To cultivate the land, says Rashi, ve'en makir betovatam shel geshamim. Other than Adam, than the human being, there is no one that appreciates the gift of the rain. Ukshba Adam veYada Hashem tzorich laolam hitpalel alehem. And when Adam Arishon was created and he realized that there is a need for rain, he prayed for the rain veYardu veTzamchu aylanot veAdeshayim, and the rain came down and everything grew and sprouted forth. So what do we see over here? What was the makebe patish? What was the final, blow for creation? What was the final touch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world? It was Adam HaRishon. Through his what? Through his tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting. I need for Adam to come and to pray for the rain. Ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama. You know, Adam, if you take the Gematria b'milu'o, it's mitpalel. Look in the letters of the milu'i of Adam, is mitpalel. The essence of the Adam is one who prays, one who is always hoping to his Creator that everything should turn out well. That's our essence. Adam means mitpalel. If a person is not mitpalel, it's a chisaron in Adam. De bishvil shu baal bechira ve'itorerut shelo leakir shem tzorech laolam ba me'atzmo, since he is a man of free will, and it's through his awakening to recognize what is needed and to pray for everything that is needed, זה דבר שאין המלאכים המשרתים יכולים לעשות. Not even the angels are able to accomplish this. ובזה יש לנו תשובה למלאכים. This is in fact an answer to the malachim who say, מה אנוש כי תזכרנו ובן אדם כי תפקדהו. What's the human being already that you, Hashem, are giving him so much credit? Well, the human being has the bechira to choose to pray to Hashem. And this world needs the prayer of Adam, of the human being. That's why on the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Zikaron LeYom Rishon, which is a remembrance of the first day of Bereshit, when Adam Arishon was created, and he yatza bedimus bedino, and he came out favorably in his deen. How? What's the mahut of the Adam? How did he show that the world is worth it to have Adam? With his tefillah. That's why, what is the offering that we give on the day of Rosh Hashanah? Unlike the Omer on Pesach, or the Bikurim on Shavuot, or the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot, on Rosh Hashanah we offer Kechui Machem Devarim. We offer our tefillot. Malchuyot, Zichonot, Shofarot. That is the Mahut HaAdam. That's the biggest offering that the Adam can give on this day of Rosh Hashanah, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower upon him and upon all of us shefa shel brachot ve'atzlacha, chaim tovim, rachamim merubim, chasadim gedolim. Amen, ken yihi ratzon. ברננה מן הקשה, אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך חרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן. אמן יהיה שמך רבה מברך לעולם לעולם.